Mr. President, members of the City Council, Madam Comptroller, friends, family, and colleagues in government, citizens of Baltimore, thank you for another opportunity to report to you on the state of the city. Today, we commit to building upon our successes and finding solutions to the challenges that we face. I would like to thank the City Council for your partnership and for your dedication to building a better Baltimore, a Baltimore where every community can thrive free of violence, where every citizen has faith in government, where every person has access to a job, and where businesses can grow, where every neighborhood is vibrant, clean, without blight, and where every child receives a quality education. I believe that building a better Baltimore based off of these principles is within reach, and we're making progress every day. That progress will affect our residents today as well as future generations of this city. As we continue our progress, we must also continue to evaluate a topic that is on all of our minds: public safety. I know it is on the minds of our citizens, businesses, and communities, the people in this room. And it is something that is on my mind every hour of every day. I could stand here and spout off statistics that show crime has decreased in major crime categories, such as assaults or robberies or rape, even overall violent crime, that there have been major gains to make this city a safer city. But right or wrong, for better or worse, the measurement that many people judge us by is our homicide rate. 2 years ago, we were able to get our homicide rate down to the lowest it has been in a generation. This was a critical benchmark for both my administration and the city's history. But I always believed that we could do better. 197 murders was still 197 too many. We put a lot of emphasis on numbers and stats year over year, year to date, month over month comparisons, and so on. It's sometimes the best tool we have to measure progress. However, these victims are more than just statistics to me. They are not some abstract figure. They are a loved one's son, daughter, mother, father, friend, and neighbor. I can't tell you how devastating this is. No matter how or why they were killed, every life is precious, and every death is a tragedy. Each life that is lost represents a future tragically cut short, a community that is shaken, a family that is shattered by the loss.